know, we've had Mr. Bill Dance with us the past 2 weeks. Bill is back. And last week we alluded a little bit to how Bill got started as a professional fisherman and then as a world-known TV personality. Bill, first off, thank you again for spending some more time with us.
Well, it's good to be with you, Luke. Like I've always said, we have a good time.
We do. We certainly do. Bill, you know, I know the history like the back of my hand. You were there at the very first tournament, weren't you?
Right. That was at Beaver Lake up at Springdale, Arkansas in 1967, I believe it was.
Yep, you started off there. And, you know, like so many things in the outdoors, careers more or less progress. You'll reach one level or do one thing, and then another door will open up. But it just so happened that Bill Dance was one heck of a bass fisherman, as everybody listening knows. But that opened the door for TV, I'm going to assume.
Well, it did. When the tournament started, I was a jobber salesman. And finally, I fished that first tournament and finished second, and then I had another second and then in Ray Scott's tournaments, and then I had another second. And then the next year, I went on to Rayburn in Texas, and I won it. I went to Smith Lake in Alabama, and I won it. And then I came back to, I think, Ross Barnett, and I won it. I had 3 seconds, and then I won 3 first. And then I got a call from Jim Bagley Bait Company in Florida, one from Nick Cream, the originators of the plastic worm.
Yep.
And then I had a call from Cotton Cordell, who made the spot and a lot of different lures and over in Hot Springs. Anyway, I went, it was Head and Lure Company, the originators of the Lucky 13 and, you know, those type baits. But anyway, I took a job working for Nick Cream, and I worked for him a couple of years and got to thinking if I could do it for him, I could do it for myself. But anyway, I got a call from Cotton Cordell. It, make a long story short, we started a TV show and in the Memphis market, a local show. And then I got a call from Jackson, Mississippi to do a show for that ABC affiliate. And then I got another call from WBRZ in Baton Rouge to do a local show for them. And then I got a call from Paducah to do a local show for them. And it was wild. I had J.C. Penney, who was in the sporting goods business in Paducah. I had a local sporting goods store in Memphis, another big sporting goods chain in Jackson, Mississippi. And then I had a big Ford dealer franchise in Baton Rouge. So I was doing 4 markets, 208 shows a year, 52 weeks a year. And it was driving me crazy. I did that for about 3 or 4 years. And finally, we syndicated Bill Dance Outdoors into 50 network markets. And then we took it to 90 network markets. And then the cost of syndication skyrocketed. And then we finally went with cable. And that was with ESPN. And we've stayed on ESPN for about 3 years. And we blanketed the country from Montreal to New York to Seattle to L.A. to Dallas to Miami to Raleigh to everywhere, all over throughout the country. But the demographics just weren't there. And then TNN came along, the national network. They had bull riding, NASCAR, outdoor country western, and the demographics just fit perfect. We moved there for 15 years, and then they sold out to Viacom. And that demographics changed dramatically. Then we went with OLN, which became Versus, then became NBC Sports to where we are now. And then about 5 years ago, we started a saltwater series where we are with our saltwater series with the Outdoor Channel. And then this year, we're with the Discovery Channel with a network called Destination America. So this year, we'll start a 52-week series with Destination America. We'll have our series on our Outdoor Channel series with Saltwater, and we'll continue with NBC Sports with our Freshwater series. So we'll be airing on 3 networks this year with Bill Dance Outdoors and Bill Dance Saltwater. So it's been a... It's like you said, when one door closed, another one opened. So we've We've been doing this. We're in our 46th year, so we've been doing it a long time, Luke.
You bet, and you know, you're still at the top of the game, Bill, and you're enjoying life, and I appreciate you very much being with us.
I appreciate you, buddy.
You got fish to catch, so we're going to let you go right now.
Thank you, partner.
Support for High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, American Hunting Lease Association, AHuntingLease.org, Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, TexasMotorCars.com, Sniper Hog Lights, that's Sniper, H-A-W-G, Lights.com, New Fletch Archery. With New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again.